Ezekiel chapter 29. In the 10th year of Zedekiah, 3538 AH 504 BC, in the 10th month, Tebet, December, January. On the 12th day of the month, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and prophesy against him, and against all Egypt. Speak, and say, This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I am against you, Pharaoh king of Egypt, the great dragon that lies in the midst of his rivers, who has said, My river is my own, and I have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in your jaws, and I will cause the fish of your rivers to stick to your scales, and I will bring you up out of the midst of your rivers, and all the fish of your rivers will stick to your scales. And I will leave you thrown into the wilderness, you and all the fish of your rivers, you will fall upon the open fields. You will not be brought together, nor gathered. I have given you for food to the beasts of the field and to the birds of the heaven. And all those who live in Egypt will know that I am the Lord Jehovah, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of you by your hand, you broke, and tore all their shoulder, and when they leaned upon you, you broke, and caused all their thighs to be at a stand. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I will bring a sword upon you, and cut off man and beast out of you. And the land of Egypt will be desolate and waste, and they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah, because he has said, The river is mine, and I have made it. Therefore, indeed, I am against you, and against your rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt completely waste and desolate, from the Tower of Syene even to the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man will pass through it, nor foot of beast will pass through it, neither will anyone live in it 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste will be desolate 40 years, and I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. Yet this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. At the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people where they were scattered. And I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Pathros, into the land of their homes. And they will be a base kingdom there. It will be the basest of the kingdoms. Neither will it exalt itself any more above the nations. Because I will diminish them, that they will no more rule over the nations. And it will no longer be the confidence of the house of Israel, which brings their sin to remembrance, when they look after them. But they will know that I am the Lord God Jehovah. And it came to pass in the 27th year of Jehoiachin's captivity, 3555 AH 487 BC, in the first month, Nisan, March, April. On the first day of the month, the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon caused his army to serve a great service against Tyrus. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was stripped. Yet he had no wages, nor his army, for Tyrus, for the service that he had served against it. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and he will take her multitude, and take her spoil, and take her prey, and it will be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor for which he served against it, because they did it for me. Says the Lord God Jehovah. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and I will give you the opening of the mouth in their midst. And they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah.